All right, we now head back out one more time to the Weber Center on the campus of the Adrian Dominican Sisters for the NAACP Candidates Forum. Dale, back to you.
We're back to more here on the Lenawee County NAACP Candidate Forum here at the Weber Center at the Adrian Dominican Sisters campus here in Adrian on WLAN in Adrian. Our final candidate group are candidates for the County Commission Districts of 1 and 9. We have with us, we have James Van Doren, Jeffrey DiCenzo, and William Swift. So we're going to start off first with Jim with the first question. What professional accomplishments, unique qualifications, and character traits do you possess that would make you the best choice to serve on the Lenawee County Commission?
Well, thank you, Dale. I've got a pretty diverse background, but just recently I've been serving with Lenawee Economic Development Corporation as their executive director, but prior to that, I was in industry here in Lenawee County for some 30 years. I also served in emergency services as a fire chief of Sand Lake Fire Department and many years volunteering out there. So I know a lot of the communities, I know all of the communities pretty well through both emergency services, through economic development, and previously I served in the county commission for 10 years and 4 years as chairman of the Board of Commissioners. I've been on the Lenawee County Community Mental Health Board. I've also been on the 911 Telephone Board, Michigan Works Executive or Michigan Works Board, Board of Directors, Bixby Hospital Board. I'm currently the vice chair of the Sage Foundation.
Thank you. Same question for Jeff DiCenzo. And just a reminder, candidates, make sure we get that microphone real close to you, okay? Thanks.
Well, first I want to apologize to the guy listening on the car radio in the drive-up window at Taco Bell, but we've got another 30 minutes to go. I spent 40 years in the insurance business, and as I'll talk about often, I think the commercial insurance business is a lot like government in that there are a lot of rules and regulations, and you need people like me to help the average client or consumer or citizen navigate those. Currently, I am retired, but I've been on 100 boards probably. Right now, I'm down to the United Way of Monroe-Lenawee County. I'm former treasurer and board member. I'm also on the newly re-energized Re-Bicycle Lenawee board, and we've got that shop up and running out on East Maumee Street. But otherwise, if there's a board out there, I've probably been on it, or home builders, and I've got the stop sign, so.
Okay, thank you. Now to William Swift.
Well, I just want to first off thank the NAACP for having us and the Dominican Sisters as well, and WLEN for putting this on. As far as unique qualifications, I find this is a very interesting question. I'm just a working schlub. I've worked my whole life either for somebody else, mostly that's what I've done, and I graduated from Eastern Michigan University with a bachelor's degree. Raised my family here in Lenawee County. They've graduated from the schools here in Tecumseh. I think that the real question as far as like what makes me uniquely qualified for this position facing the person that I'm facing as my opponent is that I have some idea what ethics are, and I'm not going to be voting in my own financial interest ever. That'd be my primary qualification for this job.
Our next question to Jeff DiCenzo. We're going to start off with you, Jeff. Government officials need to always function with the very highest of ethics. Do you agree that building and maintaining a culture of ethics is essential? The Board of Commissioners has been through a controversial period as of late, and how would you suggest the board improve the public perception of the County Commission?
I think the ethics problem with the County Commission is something I observed during my career. The people who should be practicing good ethics many times are hiding behind doing what's legal. And as I love to point out to people in my business career, just because something's legal doesn't make it ethical. And the point about public service is to have your heart in the right place. And probably Spike Lee said it best when he said, do the right thing. You know, you have to do things the fair way. So I think as far as turning that around, what I've found just during my campaigning activities for the last couple of months is you have to go talk to people one-on-one, face-to-face.
Same question for Williams Swift.
Well, I think that many of the people that are living here in Lenawee County know about the reputation that county government has. And, you know, I'm not going to say that it extends to the staff, because my experience with the people that are working for the county is that they do an excellent job and that they're doing the things that are doing things right, which I think we saw with the Riverview Terrace Apartments response, people leaping into action and doing what's right. I think that the chairman of the county commission sets the tone. His actions have been very clear for the community, although they have not been represented in the local media maybe as much as they could have been. But, you know, when you're voting in your own financial interest, when you're retaliating against organizations that serve the county, when you're retaliating against communities that are represented by somebody that you're looking at an opportunity to get back at them, you know, these things erode trust in government and make it less likely that people are going to have faith in what government is doing for them on a daily basis.
Same question to Jim Van Doren.
Well, I couldn't have said it any better, Bill, and thank you for all that, because I agree. The, you know, leadership starts at the top, and the chairman of the board is the one that leads the rest of the board and leads the entire county. Through the Board of Commissioners. We have great employees at the county. When I was there previously, there's no problem there. And we have a number of commissioners that are doing a tremendous job for us. But there are a lot of ethics questions, and we've had all of those surface over the last few months, and we need to improve that. You're going to hear that a lot from me and my talk throughout the evening as trust, integrity, and transparency. And we're missing that right now. There's a lot of information being passed back and forth. It's not shared amongst all of the commissioners. And we need to get back to a real ethical position with all of the County Board of Commissioners.
Our next question, first with to William Swift. Knowing that the county budget is very tight, where should the County Commission prioritize their spending, and what do you think about making public safety a priority for the county budget?
Well, I think this was touched on earlier. It's not just one thing, and I know that we talk about public safety from the point of view of policing and enforcing the law, but poverty and anti-poverty programs, housing, things of this nature, reduce the baseline risk that everybody has in their lives. And if we focus our attention on addressing those concerns, the allocations that we have to make for public safety, which, you know, at the sheriff level is our number one line item, maybe could be reduced in the future. But it takes us to actually care about those matters and look at those matters in a way that maybe isn't the usual way of looking at those things. So, you know, I would be looking at public safety from not just this perspective of enforcing the law. That would be my answer.
Same question for Jim Van Doren.
Well, public safety is a priority, and I'll touch on that in a minute, but one of my priorities on the budget is going to be restore economic development to the level that we've had in the past. There isn't one area in the county that brings more impact to the county budget than economic development. Who else can bring in a company? Who else can help our current companies to build more business, hire more employees, and that's all goes back to the tax base, goes back to the property tax base of new companies coming in. So economic development's certainly going to be a priority. Public safety's always been a priority for me. I've been in, as I said, in emergency services through the fire service and worked very close with the local law enforcement. We've had a great sheriff's department here. Some communities in the past, as you know, have taken away road patrol because of economic hardships that they've had in their county. We've never done that in Lenawee County. We've always made sure that we protect our citizens here within Lenawee County.
Same question for Jeff DeCenzo.
Well, I think when if as a commissioner I'd have to prioritize, and if I had to put put my personal input into it, I would take a really big picture, which is why does government exist versus private business and private activities. So I think government's priority should first be those things that private citizens can't do. Law enforcement, roads, infrastructure, schools, hospitals, those kinds of things. I think economic development is important, but I think economic development is best effected when we use our resources to attract and to instigate the private development that goes on.
Same question for William Swift. Oh, yes, same question.
Could you repeat the question?
Sure enough. Knowing that the county budget is very tight, where should the county commission prioritize their spending, and what do you think about making public safety a priority for the county budget?
Yeah.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad. Oh, yeah, that's right. You sure did, didn't you?
You're okay, Dale.
Okay. Yeah. It's getting late for me.
Been a long evening here.
All right, so we got through the entire questions for everybody then, right? Okay, very good. All right. So we'll start off this time with Jim, okay? What are the areas of the county that can work with local units of government to save money for all the taxpayers?
Well, we need to work directly with our local units of government. Part of that was, as everyone knows, Lenawee County got $19 million in ARPA funding. And our county board of commissioners decided that they would make all the decisions instead of calling in our local units of government and working together with them to make sure that their priorities were there for all of the people of Lenawee County. In my previous position as chairman, we had the Obama funding that came out, and that's the first thing that we did. We put together a coalition of people that came in, business people, local community people, the others involved in the community besides just the board, and the Board of Commissioners were there, of course, and we looked at what would best take care of the economic vitality of Lenawee County to move the county forward. And we need to get back to those days where we bring in the people in our local communities that are experts in those areas that can help in showing where to use those funds.
Same question for Jeff DeCenzo.
I think the collaboration is already going on, and in my effort to get out and talk to people and learn more about District 9, which for those of you who don't know, starts on the west side of Adrian, goes up to the Washtenaw line and all the way over to Macon. When you ask the village manager in Clinton, the Macon trustees, the Franklin Township trustees, and the Adrian Township trustees, what do you need from the county, they'll tell you. And they will tell you if they want more collaboration or if they're happy with what they're getting. And I think that, as has been alluded to today, before the Project Phoenix thing kind of blew up, the county commission kind of operated in the background, and not a lot of people paid attention to it. And to some degree, and I'll explain later, I think that's sort of how it should operate.
Same question for William Swift.
Well, I think the question of money, particularly when you're saying about saving money, is maybe we should start talking about these questions that are raised in ways that are accepting. And I'm going to say this, like the solar power farms that are being rejected currently in some townships. Same thing with wind farms. And I'm sure there's probably other things that I'm just not aware of that the constituents there, the community members, have been propagandized into believing that they should reject this traditional American value of wind generation. You know, you go across the West, you see windmills all over the place. A traditional American value of saying, we're going to use this power that's available to us, and we're not going to be wasteful. This is something that would drive, as far as I understand it, the tax base here in the county would benefit greatly, and we wouldn't have to talk about saving money. We'd be saying, what are we going to do with all this extra money we have?
Our next question, we're going to start with Jeff DeCenzo on this one. How can the Board of Commissioners help create and maintain jobs in Lenawee County? What are your plans to assist, encourage, and support economic development here in Lenawee County?
Well, I think we should continue the development institutions and groups that we have in place. I think Lenawee Now should be funded. I think that when we look at other places that have a lot of businesses start, you know, I worked for 13 years in Ann Arbor, and businesses are opening up there every 5 minutes. It's the colleges. And I think we need to, I know it's already being done, but we need to refocus our efforts to work with our two colleges, JCC, the schools, to help incubate businesses. Beyond that, you need to continue to make it a kind of community where people want to live, and then everything else will follow.
Same question for William Smith. Oh, Swift, I'm sorry.
Well, it's interesting. I was reading in the paper a couple of years back, and I believe it was Mr. Van Dorn's article that had been written about economic development in Lenawee County. And there are some unique challenges here, I think, that really there isn't anything that the elected representatives can do about. It's about, I think, communicating to people here in our community that when they have their Confederate flags, which they have an absolute right to fly in their front yards, that discourages economic investment here in the county because people don't want to live next to people who have Confederate flags. And the same thing goes for, as we had at First Friday here recently, people who were openly identified as being Nazis at one of our community events. These people need to realize that they're harming the community by expressing these things. And we need to do what we can to try to, you know, encourage them to maybe be welcoming to people who are different, to say to people who maybe don't look like them or worship differently than them, that it's okay for them to be our neighbors and to live here and that we will care about them.
Same question for Jim Van Dorn.
Well, we need to work on jobs and maintaining jobs and create jobs, but I think we need to understand, too, that economic development is a little more complicated than most of us understand. I mean, it's always done in the background, and I know people are sitting back saying, you know, what goes on over at Lenawee Now and what goes on with economic development throughout the county. But they're working together with our 11-county consortium. They're working together with Northern Ohio and collaborating to bring jobs here. It's about talent for our workforce. We have to have talent. When companies come here, the first thing they're going to look for is talent. Lenawee Now is involved in that, working with the school systems, the ISD, and the colleges, making stackable credentials available for students so that we can get back to the jobs of HVAC and manufacturing and not necessarily have students going to college that don't need to go to college. So the way we're going to bring jobs back here is to have affordable housing, for sure, when you talk about you got to have talent or workforce housing, but also to make sure that we have our students educated in the workforce for those jobs.
Our first set of county commissioner candidates got this question, so guess what? You get it too. William Swift, what is your opinion of the outcome of the Phoenix Project?
The outcome. Well, I think I'm pretty happy with the outcome. I know there are a lot of people in my community who would have been happy, and I guess I would be happy too if we had $15 to $20 million in economic investment that just fell out of the sky. But the question is about, I think anyways, especially after, you know, the full fullness of time and having a chance to look at these matters, you know, what else would we have spent that money, what would we have not been able to spend that money on? And you know, the Maurice Spears campus is one of those things that we would not have allocated $6 million for. We would not have allocated, you know, nearly $10 million for the Rex B. Martin Courthouse. As I understand it, we're still going to have to bond for some of these issues because there's not going to be sufficient funding to take care of these things that are our necessities. And for somebody to vote in their own economic interest, which my opponent did, and to, you know, corruptly suborn this process from the very beginning, you know, it's shameful and something that shouldn't be tolerated.
Same question for Jim Van Dorn.
Well, first of all, I want to make sure everyone understands I never endorsed or I never said I would not endorse Project Phoenix. Basically, Project Phoenix is a $90 million job. That's three times the discretionary spending of the county budget. That's normally what business does, and not political entities get involved in those kind of businesses. It had a 70-year payback, and Bill's absolutely right. There was a lot of, when you talk about disinformation and misinformation coming out of the county chair about investments on his part and why he was pushing so hard for it to be in the city of Tecumseh. So, you know, I can't overemphasize. It's not that we did not support it. We asked for information from the county commission to support the project, and that they either couldn't or they would not give us that information. And so we told them until we got that information, we could not support the project.
Same question for Jeff DeCenzo.
You know, after I did my initial investigation of Project Phoenix, I kind of had a list of pros and cons. What I loved about it is it was taking a decrepit property in Tecumseh that might have looked like that for the next 20 years and try to do something with it. I also liked that it was economic development that wasn't based on, if you look at the state of Michigan, beer, wine, marijuana, or drilling for oil in the middle of the Great Lakes. So it was something else, so I applauded that. I told Mr. Sin to his face and also the economic development people in Tecumseh that it was too big. I didn't like the fact that there was no property tax to be gained from it. It was going to be a county-owned facility. And it was admitted in the consultant's report that we had to be prepared to put money into it every year. Did not look like it was going to be a profitable operation. So am I okay with the outcome? Sure.
Our next question, we're going to start with Jim Van Doren. How do you think the County Commission promotes diversity, equity, and inclusion in all areas of county government? And explain.
Well, Dale, I think the county has been pretty fair about that. I don't think that we've had many discrimination cases. But on that issue, though, we need to make sure that we keep it alive and active, and we need to make sure that we have a non-discriminating policy and inclusion policy that goes throughout the whole county. But it was said here earlier that, you know, we have six department heads that are in charge of hiring our employees. It'll be up to the county commission to make sure that we have the policies in place for non-discrimination and for moving that process forward, and also have training and education for each one of those departments and all of our employees to make sure that we're including that.
Same question for Jeff DeCenzo.
I've lived in Lenawee County for 35 years, and I moved here from Columbus, Ohio. Go Buckeyes. But, yeah, I'm a Democrat, too. And I moved here in 86, and I said to my wife, where are all the black people? Because it was a very, very limited town. We had a nice 18 or 20% Hispanic community. I was impressed with that. But so I think the mix has changed locally, and I think the hiring practices lag behind. I think what we should have in county government and jobs is a sort of Rooney rule, which is they use in the NFL. I hear a lot of county jobs vacancies get filled with, hey, do you know somebody? Somebody has a brother or a friend. I think they need to make more of an effort to open up and invite minority candidates to apply for jobs.
Same question for William Swift.
I'm not sure that I've heard the topic really discussed at the county level too much myself. I will say that I don't know that a lack of discrimination cases is the measure for whether or not you're doing enough for diversity, equity, and inclusion. I would say, as Jeff is saying here, you need to actively be engaged in the process of developing that talent and identifying that talent and communicating with those nonprofit organizations like the NAACP and making sure that those openings are made available to people. And I would think that maybe even if the county maybe spent a little bit of time presenting at the courthouse, the old courthouse, some racial history of Lenawee County. I think that it would be good for the people that live here to know what happened in the past so that they can avoid those things from occurring in the future, because if you don't know about it, then you can't really do anything about it.
We've come to that point where we're going to ask for closing remarks. It's gone fast, gentlemen. So we'll be starting off this time with Jeff DiCenzo with the 3-minute closing remarks. Jeff?
Thank you. You know, it's an old joke that if you hear someone say, I'm with the government and I'm here to help, we run away. Well, I'm in a similar situation. I'm here to help and I want to be part of the government. And certainly I've had friends ask me why I would want to be a county commissioner, and here's how I explain it. After 40 years in the insurance business and living my life, I'm all about fair play. I grew up in that business and spent about 40 years in it. It's a complicated system with rules and statistical theories that most people shouldn't be expected to understand. It's not exactly scintillating party conversation either. Even though you may have insurance, you're not entertained by talking about it. Most people feel it's just an annoying expense in their personal budget, and they only hope that the money they pay in is being spent responsibly and fairly. So in that way, it's a bit like county government. One of my lifelong principles I lived by in the insurance business was that you might not like paying for it year after year, but on those rare occasions when you have a claim, you hope the policy works as promised. As it is in the insurance world, when you need answers or need service from your county government, you don't want to run around and you don't want broken promises. My promise as a county commissioner is to work to make government work as promised and to do what I can to see that your money is spent responsibly and fairly. I also learned in my career that we can't always make everyone happy all the time. But the key is, the promise is, to make sure it's fair, preferably with no surprises. I'd like to think that my ultimate goal is to be like that well-respected basketball or football referee, like Terry Collins. If he or she does his job right, then when the game is over, both coaches thank them for calling a good game and for enforcing the rules equally for both teams and with no favorites. So I would plan to call him like I see him. Well then, what is the job really about? Our county government and all the various departments are mainly run by professionals, full-time educated staff at the Drain Commission, the Road Commission, Sheriff's Department, Health Department, and so on. These people know what's going on in day-to-day in their world. What we do as commissioners then is simply to oversee their decisions. We double-check their research. We check their math. We review their budget requests. And we continually verify that the public's wishes and concerns are being considered. And most importantly, we keep the communication lines open, and I've always been good at that. I don't have an agenda or a personal master plan for Lenawee County, and like a good referee, I go into this looking to follow the rules without favorites. I'm running for office, but I feel that I'm applying for a job, for this job, and I can do that job. I would be honored to serve as your District 9 County Commissioner.
Closing remarks now from William Swift.
Well, I want to thank again WLEN, Dale, for coming down and putting this on, and NAACP as well as the Dominican Sisters. It's been an informative experience listening as a constituent to people like John Dahlgren that were talking earlier about their run. I think when I consider why I ran, it was because I wanted to make Lenawee County a better place by, in some small way, making a positive difference. And that's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm running. And when I look at what we could do to change the reputation of county government here at the political level, and what we could kind of, I can't put too much value on it, highly valued, this trust that the people should have in their government, that the people that they've elected are going to behave in an ethical manner, that they're not going to serve their own interests, and that they're going to do what they can to serve the people that have elected them, as well as the people that didn't. I'm dedicated to listening and hearing from everybody. I'm not always going to agree. When I think it's the right way to go some way, and I listen to people, I'm going to make that decision, because that's why people are elected in representative government, to search their hearts, to think about these matters, to look at the numbers, to ask the hard questions, and then come to some sort of an internal answer to what am I going to vote on. And my pledge to the people of Tecumseh and Tecumseh Township and District 1 is I will never put my financial interests ahead of your interests when I'm voting on the county commissioner. And restoring trust to the constituency there and broadly to the community and to the county, that they know that the people that are there are representing them and not themselves. So I would appreciate the support of anyone in my community. If you would like to talk to me, I'm available in the community. You can reach me online, or I'll be at all kinds of events at Clinton Fall Festival and things, even though it's out of my district. But it's vitally important that people get involved. We can change government here. People have said to me, well, this is the way that it's always been in Lenawee County, and it will never be different. That is a lie, and we can make it a lie by voting this November. Thank you.
And our final closing remarks from Jim Van Doren.
Well, I would also like to thank the NAACP and the Adrian Dominican Sisters for hosting this forum. Thank you, Dale, for keeping us on track. But most importantly, thank you all for attending, and those out there in Radio Land for listening and learning how we might restore representative county government. I believe we heard this evening discussions on change in our county government, change in representing the voters who elected the commissioners to represent them and not their own personal self-interest. Change in how we bring the information to voters and how they can have their voices heard at the county government level. Let's be clear. The Lenawee County Board of Commissioners, some of them, not all of them, are not listening to their constituents. There's been an outcry against a number of the projects, and those outcries have been met by total disregard of the wishes of those they represent, demonstrated by affirmative votes in the contrary of their voters' wishes. This is why you've seen two commissioners removed from, not removed, but taken out of office during the primary election. And a number of candidates in this year's commission election process, what happened, what really happened to truth, integrity, and transparency? Commissioners are not researching proposals, and they are blindly voting. They have misrepresented the intent of projects and refused to supply documented proof to the public that there will be a future, there would not be a future burden to the good people of this county. I urge everyone to get out and vote for change. Let's restore truth, transparency, and integrity to county government. Let's restore listening to those we represent. Let's listen to and allow the department heads to be part of the county process. And most of all, let's be consensus builders, working together in a bipartisan effort to manage fair and equitable county government. I did this once before, and if elected, I will work for those I represent and all of our county residents to assure we once again have well-respected and professionally managed Board of Commissioners. Thank you all.
Candidates for the County Commission Districts 1 and 9, William Swift, James Van Doren, and Jeffrey DeCenzo. Now, before we wrap things up here, once again, I would like to invite the president of the Lenawee County NAACP, Jeanette Hennigan, to come for us again, once again. Jeanette.
Okay. You've heard the voices. You've heard what everyone had to say. Now it's your responsibility to vote. Our lives depend on your vote, so it's very important. I want to thank the Adrian Dominican Sisters for inviting us into their space. thank you so much for Dale and WLEN and broadcasting this for us. Thank you all for showing up, and the candidates. We couldn't do it without the candidates committing to being here, and it's very important. So go out and get your absentee ballot if you haven't, or make sure you show up on November 8th. Thank you.
Thanks again to everyone in the audience tonight, as well as everybody listening tonight. And thank you so much. And kind of echoing what Jeanette said, make sure that you do go out and vote. Your vote does count. I'm Dale Gartner. Have yourself a great evening.